Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. It's moments after our last episode now. Harry, Mary, Pop, Calvin, and Greg Marlowe, together with other members of the Westchester Furioso cast, have been stopped by a policeman in Billerica, Massachusetts. And as we join them, we hear the policeman say,
"Well, now that I think about it, I don't suppose you've been violating too many regulations. This bus lease was checked last September, so maybe I can overlook a few points."
"That certainly would be kind of you, officer. As I said, I've been keeping it down to 55 miles an hour and trying to observe all of the rules of the road as I could."
"Well, I've taken that into consideration, too. And I want you to feel welcome here in our Bay State. And I understand now that you're very famous people, and although I've never seen you perform,
well, yes,
I can tell by the cut of your jib that you're all right."
"I am the beloved idol of a million other women."
"No need to insult us that way. You didn't say anything about the cut of your jib."
"He certainly doesn't talk like somebody from Billerica."
That's not meant as an insult, young man. I am not originally from this area."
"Oh, I see. Have you taken voice lessons?" "Or...
no, I was here at Fort Devens, and I loved it here so much I thought I'd stay on. No, originally I'm from Woonsocket."
"I see. Well, thanks again, officer. We'll be on our way then, I guess, to Meredith, New Hampshire."
"Thanks again, officer. Listen, if you're ever in New York, I'm a big Broadway producer. Listen, you have a good time, you hear?
And if you ever get up to Meredith, New Hampshire, drop in and see our show if you can. Yes, we'll give you free tickets to the show if you can drop in. Greg, I'm going to start the bus now."
"Fine. Go right ahead. Well, we got out of that mix-up in a little while."
"Yes, we certainly did.
That was great.
He certainly turned out to be a different sort of chap than I thought. Here we go, everybody.
That cloud of smoke coming out the rear. This is really burning oil, isn't it?"
"Yeah, it does. Needs a rake job, but we'll be able to get to Meredith, all right." And 2 hours later, Harry pulls the bus onto Main Street in Meredith, New Hampshire. "This it, I guess."
"It's not Main Street, though. This is High Street, but it's just the street above Main."
"Well, the hotel is on Main Street, isn't it?"
"It makes no difference. It's only a short walk."
"Where are we staying, Greg?"
"Staying in a hotel on Main Street."
"Uh-huh. Well, I'd better go over another block, then."
"Yeah.
If I can start the bus."
"Don't make any left turns here. We don't want to cause any grief, you know."
"Yes, I know."
"You know, this bus has burnt almost 3 quarts of oil since we were stopped by the police officer back there in Billerica."
"Well, that was 2 hours ago.
That's not too bad."
"All right, just go up the block and then down to Main Street."
"Right. All right. This is it, I guess. The new Meredith house."
"That's it.
That's it. The new Meredith house."
"Calvin and I will help get the baggage out if you want to go in and register, Harry." "All right.
Well, let me go with you, Harry."
Maybe Greg should register for all of us since he's producing
the
show.
"I'll stay here and supervise the unpacking. I want you to sign, Harry."
"All right, Greg."
"Okay. For all of us, if you would."
"Don't quite understand, but I'll be glad to do that. I'll be right back. Come on, Mary."
"Fine, all right. Well, there they go."
"Yeah.
Not too many people here, is there?"
"No, but the hotel doesn't look too bad. Got a new coat of paint on it."
"Yeah.
I suppose all the people are out in the fields working, don't you?"
"All the natives. I understand this is a wonderful place to buy lace. Maybe they're all at home making lace. This is the lace, sir. Capital of the world."
"Is that right? Meredith, New Hampshire. I didn't know that."
"That's what I heard."
"Huh.
And,
I know they're a theater-loving crowd.
Good place to look for rocks, too, they say."
"Oh, gem rocks?"
"All kinds of rocks. Some are semi-precious and some are precious."
"Uh-huh.
Look right here on the street, for instance. Is that a precious rock?"
No, that's just a plain old stone. It's not
How about
precious.
You went with Harry, Mary?"
"What's that?"
"I say, I thought you went with Harry to register." And so our friends have arrived in New Hampshire. And tomorrow, they begin rehearsals for their opening. Be sure and join us tomorrow when we'll hear Mary say,
"I'm not here, I'm outside."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.